This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Today we're winding down a work day here in the States. Over in Afghanistan, though, where President Obama landed a couple of hours ago, it's the middle of the night. He's there, the White House says, to announce a major new strategic partnership with the government of President Hamid Karzai. The official beginning of the end of the war might be another way to say that. The president's also going to be giving a speech to the American people from Kabul later today. Marketplace's David Gura is on the story for us from Washington. Hey, David.
Hey, Kai.
So what do we know about this, as the White House calls it, the Enduring Strategic Partnership Agreement?
That's right. Well, it's something that's been in the works for a while now, for months, even years, ahead of what's a pretty big deadline, 2014. That's when NATO forces are scheduled to wrap up their combat role in Afghanistan, Kai.
Go ahead.
President Obama and President Karzai, they just signed this agreement, as you said, at the presidential palace in Kabul, and the White House is calling this a framework for our future relationship with Afghanistan.
Yeah, there are explicitly military, obviously, security aspects to this thing, and also social and economic development aspects as well. I mean, that's laid out right in the text there.
That's right. Last year, the U.S. spent like $100 billion on operations in Afghanistan. The Pentagon says this war costs U.S. taxpayers about $300 million every day. This agreement, in the words of the White House, enshrines our commitments to one another after 2014. We're talking about long-term security, social and economic development, and the White House was quick to add decisions about troop levels and about levels of funding in the future, Kai. Those are going to be left to Congress.
Yeah, obviously, lots to be negotiated. Let me ask you about timing here. The timing of this trip is no accident, if you have a mind toward history.
That's right. I mean, we all know what happened a year ago today. Osama bin Laden was killed. So there's a lot of significance to this date in particular. Tonight's speech certainly marks that anniversary. There is another reason why the White House wanted to do this now. We're just a couple weeks away from a big NATO summit in Chicago, and that's where President Obama is going to make the case to our NATO partners to continue to help in Afghanistan. There'll be another summit, and the president announced this with the Japanese prime minister who was visiting Washington earlier this week. There'll be another summit that'll deal with aid to Afghanistan. That's going to take place a little bit later this year.
The White House not really missing any opportunity for a one might say, public relations advantage here, right? I mean, it's as I said, the middle of the night over there. The speech that he's going to give is 4 o'clock in the morning Kabul time.
That's right. It's hardly prime time. I mean, he got there, little after 11 Kabul time, flew over and met with Karzai, signed this agreement. He's going back to deliver this speech at Bagram Air Force Base just outside of Kabul. So it's early in the morning there for President Obama.
And then he gets on the plane and comes home, I imagine, right?
That's right. Presidents tend not to spend too much time in these places.
That's right. David Gura in Washington for us. Thank you, David.
Thank you, Kai.